Shield, 800-785-9132.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny skies and seasonable this afternoon. High temperatures mid to upper 40s.
It is 20 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The so-called red flag law is advancing in the Virginia Senate. The legislation would allow state authorities to take away guns from people considered a danger to themselves or others.
Meanwhile, the House subcommittee rejected several bills aimed at loosening gun restrictions. The subcommittee on firearms voted down the measures which would have allowed guns in church and concealed carry without a permit.
Charlottesville's voter registration office is reaching out to potential voters to get signed up for what's expected to be a busy election season.
We've had big turnouts for the presidential years. 2008 was a very big when there are controversial candidates, and there tends to be a good turnout. And also people are realizing that their vote matters, and we're getting more and more people registered to vote.
The 2019 tax filing season kicks off on Monday, and with a change to federal law, the state standard deduction has gone up to $4,500 for individuals and married couples who file separately, and $9,000 for couples who file jointly. For more information, you can go to the Virginia Department of Taxation website, tax.virginia.gov.
The city of Charlottesville wants to add a new Spanish-speaking sister city. The Charlottesville Sister Cities Commission is hosting a community input session tonight from 6 to 7 at Buford Middle School. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 19 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An Oregon man that found the greatest way to take his grandchildren to school makes today's Dean's List. Doug Hayes recently decided to surprise his 10 grandkids by getting them their own personal school bus for Christmas. Since the youngsters go to a relatively small Catholic school in Gladstone, Oregon, they have never had access to a bus system that could take them to class. So Grandpa bought his own and plans on using the Grandfather Express to bring his grandkids to school every day. Needless to say, the kids were pretty excited about the surprise. And Mr. Hayes hopes his unique gift will create memories they will never forget. He says there's a sense of pride and excitement. And he thought, who does this? It's crazy. So they're excited about it, and it's something he's hopeful they'll carry into their lives. Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Your Grandfather Express made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. The Senate finally settles on rules for President Trump's impeachment trial just before 2 this morning. Earlier, presidential legal team leader Pat Cipollone and Democratic manager Adam Schiff exchanged